Hello and welcome to the Demand Gen Report podcast series. My name is Andrew Gaffney. I'm the editor of Demand Gen Report. Our podcast series will be talking to industry thought leaders on key topics that are emerging in the lead generation, lead management space. And this is part of our ongoing content series that we publish at demandgenreport.com. We hope you enjoy the content.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Demand Gen Report audio podcast. I'm Amanda Batista, Managing Editor of Demand Gen Report. Today I'm here with Mike Volpe, Vice President of Marketing at HubSpot. Mike, thanks for taking the time to share your thoughts with the Demand Gen Report audience today.
My pleasure. Very happy to be here.
So it's a very exciting time for HubSpot. In early March, you guys secured $32 million in Series D funding. And as I said, that's very exciting, and congrats on that. And in our last conversation, you talked about the company's rapid growth rate. So can you share more about that and how many customers HubSpot is adding?
Yeah, sure. We're really excited about the funding, and you know, especially with the backers that we have, you know, it's Sequoia and Google Ventures and Salesforce.com. So obviously those are great names to have within sort of the marketing space. But in terms of the growth, yeah, we've grown a ton. In the past year, our revenue growth rates increased from $11 million to $25 million. So that's obviously a pretty big growth rate. In terms of the actual number of customers, we're adding a couple hundred new customers every single month. We actually close our books monthly, and we run everything monthly here. So it's a couple hundred new customers a month. So we really expect to add probably a couple thousand customers this year. And our customers all pay between $250 and $1,500 per month. So, and there's a pretty even mix of them across all those different price points, basically, is what I would say in terms of how much they actually pay.
Okay, great. So the cool thing about HubSpot is that you guys have a pretty unique position in the marketing industry. So how do you guys position yourself versus traditional marketing automation vendors?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, the way sort of the marketing automation vendors kind of approach marketing, we actually think is in some ways wrong. And in some ways, you know, the marketing automation industry got its start in the mid to late 90s. And we think that things have changed since then. So, you know, today people research and shop for products in very new ways. They use search engines, they use social media. And that change has really resulted in a transformation in marketing from outbound marketing, where you do lots of cold calling, buy some email lists, exhibit at trade shows, buy advertising, to much more of an inbound marketing, where you sort of attract people to your company through social media, search engines, and just sort of going along with the natural way that people shop and buy and learn about things today. And none of the marketing automation system really do much to help you get found and generate more leads using inbound marketing. They have no tools fundamentally for sort of the top of the sales and marketing funnel to drive more visitors and leads to your business. So with marketing automation, you basically keep blasting emails to a database that after a while gets old and sort of tired relatively fast. So that's why I really think marketing automation is, while there's some benefits to sort of the lower part of the funnel, it's really a pretty sort of incomplete solution for marketing. And so we feel like we've sort of taken a new approach. You know, the HubSpot's a much newer company than a lot of the folks in the marketing automation space, and we've got an all-in-one system. So it's not just marketing automation, it's sort of everything that a marketer needs, which allows you to sort of, you know, have it all underneath one roof. So we have blogging, we have SEO, social media, but we also have landing pages, lead nurturing, email marketing, closed loop analytics, and, you know, some different visitor profiling tools. And so the goal of what we built is with HubSpot, you really get to both sort of grow your database with new, fresh names and also nurture, you know, the people that you have in your database into qualified leads and sales. So it's really sort of an all-in-one sort of approach with a much larger emphasis on getting more people into your business through the top of the funnel and through inbound marketing.
Right. You know, you emphasize social media, and in the past you've talked about how important it is for business, and it's obviously a big hot topic. So which of the, you know, you guys use social channels to extend product outreach. So can you share any metrics around HubSpot's social media usage?
Yeah, sure. I think social media is absolutely, it's very, very critical today to business, and it's a critical part of inbound marketing as a whole. You know, so we've got over 100,000 followers on Twitter. We've got over 20,000 Facebook fans. Our LinkedIn group has over 50,000 members. So we've spent a lot of time and effort building out our social media presence and using it as a core part of how we do inbound marketing. In terms of some more specific stats, about 20% of our webinar registrations come through social media. And I think that's really interesting because a lot of people will do a lot of work with email and other channels to get people to attend their webinars. But, you know, for us, social media is almost as important a channel as all those other channels to get people to attend webinars and convert and become leads. You know, besides that, about 25% of the traffic to our blog is through social media. And so we get almost as much traffic to our blog from social media as we do from search engines. So if you think SEO is important and you want to almost double the amount of SEO traffic you're getting, you need to get active in social media. And driving all that social media traffic to the blog is also critical because our blog is actually the entry point for it's one of the one of the top three entry points to our site for the channels that generate the most leads for us. So our blog is one of our top three sources of leads for the company. So it's really, really critical to sort of use all of that. But I think what's interesting even beyond all of that, so social media is starting to influence even search engine rankings. And in the future, it's very, very clear from all the information from the search engines, from industry experts, that it's going to play a larger role in all of that. So even if you kind of have your head buried in the sand and you don't really think that social media is important, it's still, I think everyone believes it's critical to rank highly in the various search engines. And so one of the ways that you're going to need to do that in the future is to have a big presence in social media, have people share your content, like your content, and promote your links through social media. So even if it's only for the search benefits, I think it's critical that every business starts to leverage social media.
Right. I think all organizations are realizing that, you know, in addition to social media, search engines and mobile devices are rapidly changing the way that organizations should market themselves. So where do you see these technologies taking the industry?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. I mean, basically the job of a marketer today is to be both what people want and also in the format that they want. So what I think that means is that, you know, people are using search engines. You need to be the type of information that they're looking for. And so if you still have a static kind of brochure-aware website, that's usually the only time people are looking for that is at the very sort of end of the sales process. At the beginning of the sales process, they're looking for broader information about the market, things that would help educate them, and that type of information is what people are looking for, and that's what you need to do to get found in search engines is create more of that content about the overall market and less about your product and service. So that's sort of the first thing, is you need to be what people want, and that's really what helps you rank in the search engines. You also want to be have the information in the format that people want. So what that really means today is that, you know, increasingly, especially even in a B2B sense, you need to be mobile. I saw a stat recently that 78% of business people check their email on mobile devices. So one thing you should be sure to do is that have your email optimized for mobile devices. So if you're sending out emails and you're not sure if it's optimized for mobile devices, most likely it is not. And so you need to start to do those things to be both what people want to kind of get found in the search engines and also have your content, both your website and your blog and your emails and all of your other content, be sort of in the formats that people want. And again, even in B2B, increasingly that really means mobile as well.
Okay, great. Well, Mike, thanks for taking the time. Congratulations again on the funding, and we'll look forward to covering your growth in the future.
Yeah, my pleasure. It was a lot of fun talking with you.
Thanks so much. Thanks for listening.
Thanks again for that great content. I hope our audience enjoyed it. I want to thank you for listening today. Keep an eye out for other upcoming podcasts in the series that we'll be broadcasting through demandgenreport.com.